Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Arcata Police Department received multiple calls on Tuesday regarding several suspects in a white pickup truck who pepper-sprayed pedestrians on three separate occasions. Two 12-year-old boys were pepper-sprayed by the occupants of the truck while walking in the 2500 block of Alliance Road. A few minutes later, officers learned that two more people walking in the 800 block of 9th Street were pepper-sprayed as the same truck drove past them. Later, officers received a call from a man near the co-op who said that the truck pulled up to him and the suspects asked for directions. When the man responded, he was pepper-sprayed. No one was seriously injured in the attacks. The occupants of the truck were described as either one or two white male adults and a white female adult. Anyone with information as to the identity of the suspects is asked to call the APD. The Humboldt Bay Water District wants water users in the seven cities the district serves to conserve water usage today as work crews continue to replace two 50-year-old valves. The valves, which are original equipment installed decades ago, need replacing after one valve failed and the second is not operating properly. General Manager Carol Riesch spoke with KINS News and explained that although work crews did face some difficulties, they are making good progress.
Turned out once we got the excavation completed and the valves uncovered, the underneath side had some slurry concrete there, so it took a little while longer to chip that out, but overall everything is going very well. We just finished dewatering the pipeline, which takes a while. The welders are here, and they are about to start cutting out the first 24-inch valve, and overall the job's going well.
If you have any questions, contact your water service provider. The Crescent City Police Department arrested two suspects on Friday in connection with a vehicle stolen out of Humboldt County and several vehicle break-ins and a residential burglary in Brookings, Oregon. 27-year-old Rio Dell resident Joy Brinson and 30-year-old Eureka resident Julie Osborne, both convicted felons, drove to Brookings with the stolen vehicle. They then broke into several vehicles in the area of 5th Street, Mill Beach Road, and Chetco Avenue and stole various items. They proceeded to break into a residence on Shorewood Terrace and stole over $1,000 worth of items, including several firearms. Crescent City police officers located and arrested Brinson and Osborne in Crescent City and recovered the stolen property. They informed the Brookings Police Department, and extraditable arrest warrants were granted by the Curry County Courts. Osborne and Brinson now face charges of burglary, theft, and unlawful entry to a motor vehicle. C&K Market, owner of Ray's Food Place and ShopSmart, announced on Tuesday that it will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and close 16 stores. That includes the Ray's Food Place on Broadway in Eureka. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza commented on the closure and the importance of the Arcata location.
What goes through my head initially, it's very sad for the employees that are losing some good paying jobs. You know, that's the first thing that goes through my head. But also their anchor stores. The Ray's store in Arcata, for instance, is an anchor store for our Valley West area.
The remaining locations in Arcata, Hoopa, Garberville, McKinleyville, Fortuna, and Willow Creek will remain open. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna police officers arrested three people following a traffic stop on Tuesday morning. The vehicle, driven by 43-year-old Dennis Williams of Eureka, was pulled over on Newburgh Road. The officer recognized Williams and knew he was driving on a suspended license, and an enforcement stop was performed and Williams was arrested. One of the passengers, 30-year-old Hydesville resident Cole Johnson, was found to have an outstanding felony warrant for his arrest, and he was taken into custody as well. Officers also arrested the second passenger, 23-year-old Rio Dell resident Cassandra Lee Swain, after she was searched and officers found meth and paraphernalia. All three were booked into county jail, and officers confiscated nearly 30 grams of heroin and 14 grams of meth, along with needles. And College of the Redwoods is now open for students to register for classes for the upcoming spring 2014 semester. The semester begins on January 21st. To see a schedule of course offerings, visit CR's website at www.redwoods.edu. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.